Hello, I'm Sweanath, and I completed my thesis from the University of British Columbia in 2012, titled Revisiting Cultural Historical Psychology, Given Research in Neuroscience on the Dialectical Relationship Between Natural and Cultural Lines, an Interdisciplinary Approach. Oof, that's a long title, but here's my thesis for you in 2 minutes. Soviet scholar Vygotsky saw a crisis in psychology of each school explaining an isolated piece of the puzzle instead of taking a holistic view of what it means to be a human. And so he proposed a genetic method of analysis where you look at four developmental histories: how Homo sapiens evolved, how humans evolve in a cultural setting, ontogenesis, the development over lifespan, and finally studying the particular psychological processes of interest. My thesis revisits his theory and suggests that the dialectical relationship, so basically nature and nurture, has an influence not just in ontogenesis over the lifespan, but can be applied across all the four developmental histories. So for example, it was our hunting method that required us to become social, and this may have led to an increase in brain size, which allowed us to survive while our hominid counterparts didn't. In cultural history, the trait of a person can influence their brain development. So for example, London taxi drivers have a larger brain area associated with spatial reasoning. In across lifespan, we see that the culture can have an influence even in the womb, even before the baby is born, and that brain development can occur throughout life. And finally, in microgenesis, thanks to technology, we can now look at a brain while the participant is still alive. And so that is my thesis for you, and this thesis could only have been possible with thanks to my supervisor, Jennifer Vaudaboncour, and all the references I cited in my APA formatted bibliography. Ciao!